Hey guys, Jing here. 英语问备课中要开杠喽。This episode is presented in both Mandarin Chinese and English, and you will hear both languages throughout the show. 今天要聊的是西餐烹调丙级料理里的一道料理，叫做匈牙利牛肉汤，英文称为 goulash 或者是 goulash。Hungarian goulash soup is a rich and hearty stew-like soup that has been enjoyed for centuries throughout Hungary and other parts of Central Europe. This savory dish is known for its tender chunks of beef, flavorful paprika, and fragrant spices that all come together to create a comforting and satisfying meal.匈牙利牛肉汤是一道传统而且受到欢迎的料理，除了匈牙利以外，中欧地区也都有各自的变化的配方和做法，甚至随着欧洲的移民传到美洲，也有所谓的 American goulash。However, beyond the use of beef and paprika and the shared name, there doesn't seem to be any significant connection between the two.实际上就是料理跟语言一样会流传会改变，就像生命体一样会发展自己独特的风味和特点。It's almost as if this dish has taken on a life of its own with its own unique flavors and characteristics. 就像生养小孩一样，小孩的眼睛、鼻子、嘴巴看起来一部分像爸爸，一部分像妈妈，甚至还有跳一代长得像阿嬷的。但孩子总是会发展出自己的个性和气质，他不会完全像上一代。料理和语言也是一样，还有病毒，病毒也会发展。所以当听到有人说这个不够道地，这个不够传统，我都会觉得一道料理经过几百年的发展，所用的食材也不是当时的马铃薯品种，香料也有温和和强烈不同的风味，要怎么说是道地呢？ Even if you go to the Czech Republic, Poland, or Germany and order goulash, you will get something quite different from the one in Hungary.
好啦，一集节目是不可能说完全部的做法的，所以今天的重点就在 the meat and potatoes。肉跟马铃薯什么意思啊？
The phrase meat and potatoes is an idiom that is used to describe the essential or fundamental aspects of something。
这个惯用语 meat and potatoes 可能是跟欧美国家以肉和马铃薯作为主食有关系，那就延伸用来表达最基本、最重要的部分。
For example, when it comes to teaching, I like to focus on the meat and potatoes of the subject matter rather than trying to make things too complicated.
就是说在教学的方面呢，我比较喜欢专注于主题的核心内容，而不要让事情变得太复杂。所以今天的重点呢，就在西餐烹调丙级试题里头的匈牙利牛肉汤 Hungarian goulash soup。
To make Hungarian goulash soup, you will need beef rump, vegetable oil, onion, potato, paprika, bay leaf, rosemary,caraway seed, canned whole tomato, tomato paste, and stock.
从配料来看呢，里面是有牛肉 beef rump, 洋葱 onion, 马铃薯 potato, 和番茄 tomato. 听起来是很像马铃薯炖肉，对吧？匈牙利牛肉汤的汤汁很浓郁，的确会让它看起来像炖菜，但是作为汤品的匈牙利牛肉汤在调味上呢，会比炖菜稍微清爽一点，就是说不会使用面粉勾芡。那咸度的部分呢，因为不需要考虑搭配其他的主食材，就你不是拿来淋在饭啊或者是面上面的，所以它的咸度就不会那么高。还有这道汤品呢，会加一项匈牙利的指标性香料 paprika 匈牙利红椒粉。
Paprika is a signature spice in Hungarian cuisine, known for its vibrant red color and rich smoky flavor.
匈牙利红椒粉是由 磨碎的红甜椒制成的，鲜艳的红色和浓郁的烟熏味，可以为汤增添独特的风味和颜色，是匈牙利料理当中不可或缺的一部分。
The spice comes in several grades from mild to hot, and each grade has a unique flavor profile that adds depth and complexity to dishes.
可惜的是，在台湾的选择不多，能做的就是购买不同品牌的红椒粉来做混搭。那其他的香料的使用也是很重要，像是月桂叶 （bay leaf）、迷迭香 （rosemary）、阁楼子 （caraway seed）。Bay leaf is a fragrant herb that adds a subtle flavor to the soup.
月桂叶在中药行或者是连锁超市都买得到。Rosemary is another herb that adds a fresh and aromatic flavor to the soup.
迷迭香在中药行、连锁超市以及园艺店买得到。那除了中药行跟连锁超市以外，其实可以跟园艺店购买迷迭香或者是其他的香草植物，自己种的，保证有机无农药，更为安心，而且感觉很懂生活诶。
Caraway seed is a spice that is commonly used in Hungarian cuisine and adds a nutty flavor to the dish.
阁楼子又称为凯利茴香，时常用来炖煮蔬菜，在中药行或者是连锁超市都可以买得到。那考试呢，要求要把月桂叶、迷迭香、阁楼子这三种香料做成香料包。
Sachet. To create a sachet of bay leaf, rosemary, and caraway seed, you will need a small piece of muslin cloth or cheesecloth and the three herbs mentioned.
超市里其实都可以买得到中药袋或者是卤包袋，棉质或纱布都可以。那就把这三种香料呢装进去这个小袋当中。
The amount of each herb will depend on the size of your sachet and your personal preference for the strength of the scent.
香料的分量呢，和卤包的大小是根据主要的食材来做调整，太多或者是不够都不可以，因为它需要能够有那个香气出来。那我们的主要食材就是我们的牛肉跟马铃薯嘛。
You can use this sachet in cooking or in other ways, such as placing it in a drawer or closet to add a pleasant scent.
端午节的香包也是用 sachet 这个字来表达。端午节的香包啊，本来就是把天然的香草装在小袋当中，然后悬挂在通风的地方。那这样子的话呢，时不时家里就会飘出迷人的天然药草味，就像是身处在中药行一样。把牛肉呢跟蔬菜还有各种的香料结合在一起，可以为汤增添独特的风味和香气，做出美味而令人满意的料理。台式卤肉也会放香料，把这些香料药草包成小包，放进汤里或者是卤汁里一起炖煮，让药草的味道慢慢的释放出来。煮完之后，只要把这一小袋香料包捞出来，也不用担心会有残留的香料来影响口感。
Back to the meat and potatoes of Hungarian goulash soup. The meat used in the dish is beef rump to be exact.
在丙级的考试里呢，特别提到炖汤所使用的牛肉叫做牛臀肉
beef rump. Beef rump is a cut of meat from the backside of a cow. It is a lean and flavorful cut that is typically used in slow cooking, such as stews and soups.
牛臀肉的话呢，是在牛的腰跟臀部之间的那一块肉，那脂肪含量低，瘦肉比较多，夹杂的筋膜也比较少，所以蛮适合慢炖的。牛肉的处理方式呢，是要把牛肉切成大小均匀的丁 （cube）。
Cut the beef into small, even-sized cubes.
这个 cube 丁有大丁、小丁，就是大方块、小方块的意思。牛肉要切成呢， 比你想要的那个方块尺寸还要大一点，因为肉在加热的过程当中它会收缩，所以牛肉块如果一开始就切成你想要的方块尺寸的话，那煮完之后你可能会对着那一锅汤问说 "Where's the beef?" Where's the beef is a popular expression used to express doubt about the substance of value of something. 这个问句 "Where's the beef?" 就像字面上的意思，就是在问牛肉在哪里。那这本来是某一家素食店在讽刺竞争对手的广告词，后来就变成用来质疑或抱怨的惯用语。For example, a friend tells you about their new job, which sounds too good to be true. You might say, "That sounds great, but where's the beef? What's the catch?" 在5、6月份进入求职季节的高峰期，在面试新的工作机会的时候呢，朋友们一定要小心求证。如果你对薪资的内容感到困惑或者是不确定，请一定要大胆的问 "Where's the beef? What's the catch?" 好的，所以牛肉要切大丁，才不会端上桌之后被问 "Where's the beef?" Then how about other ingredients? The first ingredient is onion. Onion is the staple ingredient in many stews and provides a savory and sweet flavor to the dish.
许多的炖菜都少不了洋葱，洋葱可以说是西餐烹调的基底。
Next up,Potato. This starch vegetable adds bulk to the soup and helps to thicken the stock.
第二种蔬菜是马铃薯。马铃薯这种含淀粉的蔬菜可以增加汤的稠度。
Lastly, tomatoes. In Hungarian goulash soup, we add canned whole tomato and tomato paste. Both provide a tangy flavor and richness to the soup.
第三种的蔬菜叫做番茄，那我们会使用罐头番茄粒为汤提供蔬菜的口感，而番茄糊呢，则可以增加汤的浓郁度。
The origins of Hungarian goulash soup can be traced back to the Hungarian earthmen who roamed the countryside, as they would often cook meat and vegetables over an open flame.
匈牙利牛肉汤的历史可以追溯到好几百年前的匈牙利牧人，他们在乡间游走，放牧牲畜。那对于重要的民生，也就是肚子问题，他们通常就是就地取材，简单烹调肉跟菜类。那之前我们聊过的西班牙大锅饭 Paella 也有类似的历史，和台湾的割稻饭也有部分相似的地方。那这些料理的食材和烹饪方法其实都蛮有弹性的，而料理的重点特色就在于吃这道料理的人和吃这道料理的时间点。所以食材跟料理的方式其实反而不是重点了。
Over time, the recipe has evolved into a more complex and flavorful dish that has become a staple of Hungarian cuisine. Whether served as a main course or as a side dish, Hungarian goulash soup is sure to delight your taste buds and leave you feeling warm and satisfied.
原本呢是垫饱肚子的乡村料理，随着时间的推移，不断的演变，变得完善，添加了各种的香料和调味料，形成了我们今天所熟知的匈牙利牛肉汤这道美味可口的菜肴。匈牙利牛肉汤呢，既可以作为主菜，也可以作为配菜，是一道可以根据个人口味喜好调整的菜肴。
If you are interested in exploring the flavors of Hungarian cuisine, Hungarian goulash is something you must try.
不过当料理遇到考试的时候，就没有那么多弹性了。
First, you have to cut the beef into slightly larger pieces and cut the potatoes and onions into small, even-sized cubes.
首先把牛肉、马铃薯、洋葱全部都切成大小均匀的方块。
Next, heat vegetable oil in a large, heavy button saucepan over medium-high heat. Add the beef and the paprika and brown all sides of the beef.
在平底锅或者是炒锅，加热放油，就起油锅的意思。然后把匈牙利红椒粉和牛肉丁
一起炒到上色。其实，如果不是为了烤试的话，我们可以在家里用那种比较厚底的锅子做一锅炒。那烤试的话，就必须要分开。Next, add the onions, canned tomatoes, tomato paste, and potatoes into the pan and cook until softened. 接着加入洋葱、番茄、马铃薯一起拌炒。Add a sachet and the stock. Bring it to a boil, then reduce the heat to low and simmer for 1 to 2 hours or until the beef is tender and the vegetables are cooked through. 这些番茄、洋葱、马铃薯，尤其是洋葱炒软之后呢，我们才加入香料包跟高汤来一起炖煮。Season with salt and pepper to taste. Serve hot, topped with a dollop of sour cream. 最后要上桌之前呢，我们才加一大匙的酸奶油。那这个就是考试版的匈牙利牛肉汤的做法。Hungarian goulash soup is a soup that has the comfortable texture and not only excels in taste, but also has a rich cultural background and story. 而这道汤品也在西餐烹调的考试当中扮演了重要的角色。而更令人惊喜的是，国中教育会考的英文科也曾经以这道料理作为主题，写了一首诗，然后出了几题阅读测验。那这首诗的内容大约是在描述作者回忆跟爸爸一起在厨房里炖汤的情境。那作者提到说，虽然爸爸的话不多，但是美好的回忆跟互动都存在温暖的汤里头。料理不仅可以作为一种美食，更是一种情感的表达。那希望今天的节目呢，能够让你对这道汤品有更深刻的体验和了解。好喽，那么今天的英语文备课中说故事聊烘焙就聊到这里。If you like what you hear, please rate, review, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast tab. 感谢订阅、收听、donate 的朋友，Your support means a lot to me。英语文备课中的网站有文字笔记，可以善用网站的搜寻功能找到你所需要的资料。Be sure to tune into the next episode。记得要继续回来收听英语文备课中。Bye。